Is it doomsday already?
Everything okay?
We need to get mom now.
Clark?
Get back!
Who knows where the time goes?
Look who finally showed up. Only took you 13 years.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, January 25th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Evan Rachel Wood details shocking new allegations against ex-boyfriend Marilyn Manson in a documentary that premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. The Westworld actress, who previously stated in February 2021 that Manson, quote, horrifically abused her for years, says the 53-year-old singer, quote, essentially raped her on camera during the making of his 2007 Heart-Shaped Glasses music video. In Phoenix Rising, Part 1, Don't Fall, Wood says of filming that video, quote, "It's nothing like I thought it was going to be. We're doing things that were not what was pitched to me. We had discussed a simulated sex scene, but once the cameras were rolling, he started penetrating me for real." Manson's attorney didn't immediately respond to EW's request for comment. According to Phoenix Rising, his legal team opted not to comment on specific allegations. Manson's counsel previously released a statement on the abuse allegations against him by multiple women, saying the singer, quote, vehemently denies any and all claims of sexual assault or abuse of anyone. You can read more about Wood's claims and Manson's previous statement at EW.com. Phoenix Rising, Part 1, Don't Fall, directed by Amy Berg, will debut later this year on HBO. Goodbye, Coach Gordon Bombay. Say hello to Coach Gavin Cole. Josh Duhamel is replacing Emilio Estevez as the adult male lead of the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. Duhamel will star as new character Gavin Cole, a former NHL player turned coach who runs the intense Summer Hockey Institute where the young athletes land in season two. Described as inspirational, charming, and hardcore, he's big on the hockey metaphor that applies to life. A premiere date has not yet been announced for season two. Amy Schneider just keeps making Jeopardy history. The seemingly unstoppable player notched her 39th consecutive win on Monday, pulling ahead of Matt Amodio for the second highest amount of consecutive Jeopardy wins ever. The only person still ahead of her on the scorecard is Ken Jennings, who, coincidentally, has been hosting the show throughout Schneider's run. Robert Langdon won't be having any further adventures on Peacock. The NBC streaming platform has opted not to pick up a second season of The Lost Symbol. The thriller, starring Ashley Zuckerman and inspired by Dan Brown's page-turning novels about the swashbuckling Harvard symbologist. The first season concluded in the fall. It's been just about 14 years since Oscar winner Guillermo del Toro said he would make his passion project, a stop-motion animated telling of Pinocchio. Well, now we finally have a glimpse of what he's been working on all this time. Netflix released first footage of Pinocchio, starring Ewan McGregor as the voice of Sebastian J. Cricket, who lives inside the heart of the titular wooden puppet that magically comes to life. Have a listen.
I want to tell you a story. It's a story you may think you know, but you don't. Not really. You see, I, Sebastian J. Cricket, was there. As a matter of fact, I lived, actually lived, in the heart of the wooden boy.
Can't wait for more. The streamer also revealed that the film is coming to the platform this December. You can check out that full teaser as well as more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more at EW.com. All right, we are spilling the tea, or perhaps more appropriately, the rosé, for our number three pick today, the season 9 reunion of Vanderpump Rules. Andy Cohen hosts as fan favorite cast members Lala Kent, Sheena Shea, of course, Queen Lisa Vanderpump, and more discuss the ups and downs of the 9th season of the hit Bravo show. In true reunion fashion, shade is thrown and tears are shed. And a bombshell moment unravels when Raquel gives her engagement ring back to ex-fiancé James. Here's a preview.
Okay, bitches, back.
This is definitely gonna be unlike any reunion we've ever had before.
Who gives a flying what I wanna do with my life, lady? That's ridiculous.
People come at me and have the audacity to be like, you don't pay for you know? I don't have a sugar daddy.
No patronizing and condescending.
I've had a target on me.
You can't take credit for an entire human being.
Don't grimace at me telling you things that you've said.
You think I need attention? Yes. Sheena, I'm not you.
Oh my God.
And then I forgot about fucking Randall of it all.
Randall Emmett creeping around on me? That should have been brought to my attention.
I heard like some sexual rumors.
I thought he was a stand-up man.
The fact that this man, he made me feel safe enough to bring a child into this world. I feel disgusted.
Because you're too busy flying around on private jets and hanging out with Machine Gun Kelly.
Sometimes the way you get them is the way you lose them.
Quiet on set, please.
Five to Andy.
Something is afoot.
Four. I've been having nightmares about our wedding day.
Three.
Do you feel like she's still your soulmate?
Two.
We believed that what you were showing us was the truth.
It was.
But it wasn't.
Do you want it now?
Don't give it back.
So much drama to discuss. The show had to be split into two nights. Part one of Vanderpump Rules Reunion Special airs tonight at 9, and part two airs tomorrow night at 9 on Bravo.
Number two.
Now, let's not keep you waiting for our number two pick. It's Superman and Lois. After two episodes teasing something sinister lurking in the Schuster mines, all will finally be revealed in this week's entry, which is actually titled The Thing in the Mines. Of course, we already know what that thing is. Showrunner Todd Helbing previously confirmed to EW that the series was teeing up the arrival of Doomsday, one of Superman's deadliest and most destructive foes in the comics. But before we get there this week, Lois reaches out to her dad, retired General Lane, as Clark's visions become worse during heated arguments with the boys, which might have something to do with that whole Doomsday thing. Meanwhile, Lana shares her frustrations with Kyle, and Natalie learns that her father didn't follow through on a promise he made to her. Here's a quick preview.
Coming to this town was the way back to normal.
I'm not sure if normal's ever gonna be part of our lives again.
Everything okay?
We need to get Mom now.
Clark?
Get back!
I don't know what's happening to me.
This is a national security situation.
No, it is a family situation.
Well, it can be both, especially if Doomsday is involved. You can see how it all goes down on Superman and Lois tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Superman and Lois will actually not be Doomsday's first TV appearance. The villain showed up on what earlier series based on DC Comics? Supergirl, Smallville, or Doom Patrol? Stick around for the answer, and our number one pick, What to Watch, will be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Chef Roy Choi's taste-made series Broken Bread is returning for a new season tonight, spotlighting more individuals and organizations who are using food as a platform for activism and change. Love that. But right now, instead of his usual Korean fusion cuisine, Chef Choi is serving up some TV recommendations, because we recently called up Choi to ask him, what you watching?
The best show on television is The Witcher. Yeah, I said it, The Witcher. Man, I binged that thing in 2 days, both seasons. You know, the supplemental stuff ain't that good, man. If The Witcher ever hears this, like all the recap, that stuff feels phoned in, man. Y'all need to delete that stuff, start over, man. You know, us nerds, we really care about that BTS stuff, man, and that feels like half-assed. But The Witcher season one, season two, whew, man, that show had me hooked. The other thing I'm watching is Downton Abbey. I know it's not a new show, but man, Downton Abbey, like it, you don't expect it. You do not expect like the twists and turns, like you like gasping. at the end of every episode. So yeah, I'm watching The Witcher and Downton Abbey.
Two great and, needless to say, very different picks. You can find The Witcher Seasons 1 and 2 streaming on Netflix, and Downton Abbey is available to stream on Peacock, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and BritBox. And you can see Choi in the season premiere of Broken Bread tonight at 8 on Taste Made and LA's KCET. And now, grab a box of tissues for our number one pick, This Is Us. This week's episode is a guaranteed tearjerker as Jack heads to Ohio for his mother's funeral. It's a difficult time for him, of course, made even more so by his complicated relationship with his mom. He saved her from his dad's abuse, but kept her at a distance afterwards and hadn't seen her in person for years before she died. The episode will dive deep into Jack's past and show a new side to the Pearson patriarch. As star Milo Ventimiglia teased to People, quote, Jack is the guy who's always trying to be the strength of the family. What happens when that strength wears thin and it breaks? Here is a clip from the episode with Jack and Rebecca picking out a suit for the funeral.
What about this gray one?
It's light gray. Can't wear a gray suit. It has to be black.
Well, maybe we can get a deal at Gimbel's. Suits are just so expensive.
Doesn't matter what it costs. It's my mother's funeral. It's got to be black.
Of course. Of course.
It doesn't seem real. I feel like the phone's going to ring on Sunday. She'll ask about the kids. After a few minutes of catching up, she'll say what she always says.
Don't let me keep you.
Doesn't seem real.
Well, this one might be a tough watch, but viewers are going to learn a lot more about Jack in the process. You can tune in to This Is Us at 9 p.m. tonight on NBC.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Before Superman and Lois, Doomsday appeared on what earlier series based on DC Comics? Supergirl, Smallville, or Doom Patrol? Longtime CW watchers will probably know this one. The answer is Smallville. Doomsday was the main villain of the show's eighth season, depicted as a mutant monster with a human alter ego, played by Sam Witwer. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
This episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina and Callie Shepp, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.